Exclusive video, Trump, crooked Joe Biden is the most corrupt president we've ever had. By Matthew Boyle on July 31, 2023. Bedminster, New Jersey, former President Donald Trump, the leading GOP candidate for president in 2024, told Breitbart News exclusively that incumbent Democrat President Joe Biden is the most corrupt president we've ever had. Trump's comments came during an exclusive nearly hour-long on-camera interview on Thursday evening last week at his golf club here. Trump had famously branded his 2016 general election opponent, Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton, as Crooked Hillary. He has since rescinded the crooked from her name, and has affixed it instead to Biden. Asked who was worse, Clinton or Biden, Trump said that Biden is the most corrupt president America has ever had and he's also the worst president we've ever had. I took the name off crooked. We call her beautiful Hillary now because, you know, that once over within the word crooked I think was very pertinent, Trump said. It was a very good word for Biden. He's crooked. He's the most corrupt president we've ever had. And he's also the worst president we've ever had. Trump pointed to several failures of the Biden presidency, including specifically the failed withdrawal from Afghanistan, the terrible economic numbers around inflation, and the wide-open southern border. You look at what happened in Afghanistan, you look at inflation, you look at the economy, you look at what's going on. No, he's the worst president we've ever had in our country, Trump said. You look at our border. Millions and millions and millions of people are pouring into our country. Nobody knows who they are. But they're from prisons, from mental institutions, and there are terrorists, and they're coming in. Millions of people and they don't know. Trump's point about Biden family corruption is becoming more and more salient as House Republicans and their counterparts in the Senate uncover more about the president and his family's business dealings. This week on Monday, Hunter Biden's former business partner Devin Archer testified behind closed doors to congressional investigators about the now president's role in helping shape his son's business dealings. Meanwhile, congressional Republicans also uncovered text messages showing that Hunter Biden threatened a Chinese businessman to pay him with his father sitting next to him. And Senator Chuck Grassley, R.Y., released an FBI document alleging the Bidens, both Hunter and Cho, were bribed by Ukrainians when Joe Biden was vice president. The mounting evidence against the president has led to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, saying House Republicans are on the verge of formally opening an impeachment inquiry into the president's conduct, a move that requires a majority of the House to approve a resolution granting the chamber extraordinary powers of investigation that normal committees do not have. Opening an impeachment inquiry would be another step towards eventually possibly impeaching Biden, which is something some House Republicans are even now ready to do, even if such a move would be doomed in the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate, as it likely would be, since conviction would require 67 votes and there are only 49 Republicans in the upper chamber of Congress. More from Trump's latest exclusive interview with Breitbart News is forthcoming.